तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः।
वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरक्तिशे नमः। वी हैव हर्ड अप टू कृष्ण भक्ति रस भाविता मते क्रियतां कुतोपि यदि लभ्यते तत् लौल्यमपुल्यम एकलम जन्म कोटि सुकृत न लभ्यते। वी कैन डू वैदिक भक्ति श्रवणं कीर्तनं विष्णु स्मरणं, बट आई टोल्ड यू दैट भक्ति साधन इज ऑल्सो ऑफ टू काइंड्स, वैदिक भक्ति एंड रागानुगा। हियर इन फर्स्ट श्लोक नोनोपचार नानोपचार कृतपूजनम आर्तबंधु अर्चनम, दिस इज वैदिक भक्ति। बट द अर्चन ऑफ रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी, सनातन गोस्वामी, रूप गोस्वामी एंड अदर्स वेयर भाव सेवा, सो भाव सेवा एंड इन अर्चन, जनरल अर्चन, देयर इज सो मच डिफरेंस। दे यूज टू मेक बाथ ऑफ ठाकुर जी बाई देयर टीयर्स। इन वैदिक भक्ति ठाकुर जी इज कप्ट इन सिंहासन, बट इन भाव सेवा सालग्राम और गिरिराज आर एनिमल आर कैप्ट इन हार्ट, समटाइम्स ऑन आई हियर, समटाइम्स ऑन हियर, समटाइम्स दे डिवोटी वांट्स टू एंड कीप ठाकुर जी देयर लाइक रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी। तो दीज आर नॉट अर्चन, इट इज भाव सेवा। सो हियर मोस्टली भाव सेवा बाई सिद्ध स्वरूप इज मोर सुपीरियर देन दिस अर्चन। There, in heart, the devotees can keep Thakur Ji Radha Krishna conjugal, but Radha Krishna is so powerful that he will not allow Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, Ram, Advarkadhish, Krishna, Baldev, anyone to enter there. Never. Only Radha Krishna, conjugal, or the Radha and Krishna Milita Tanu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only there be. No other else. In Bhav Seva. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, all doing Bhav Seva. Nothing there. No ghee, no batti, no dhoop, no deep. What is there? Only prem and prem. Then sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, all this. So bhav seva bhai siddha seva. So he is telling. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam kotopi jadi labhyate. If you can buy any heart like this, always full of prem, devotion, then at once you should buy. Don't make a little late. Don't make. At once. But if the shopkeeper wants so much value like your this life, then at once, quickly, without any delay, you should give.
Without any hesitation, you can.
By the bhakti may come, and by that, lakhs and lakhs years maybe, but that by the bhakti we cannot have a little sparkle of that prima bhakti. Never, never. Understand what I am telling? By bhakti, by the bhakti, done in lakhs and lakhs birth, it will not give prima bhakti. This spontaneous love it cannot give. But by this we can have very quickly by their association. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati, where we can see. If you like to see, you can come with me. We should go to Vrindavan at once and come with me, following me. Come to Nandagaon. And there is a Ter Kadamba in Nandagaon. There two devotees are sitting. Who? Rupa and Sanatan are sitting. What they are doing? Manliya rasa katha. Each other hearing and telling. When they are speaking and hearing, vipralambha, pastimes of Krishna, weeping, themselves also weeping, and all the new trees,
new leaves,
lips, green lips, they became dry and fall down. And when they are talking each other, the pastimes of
meeting,
conjugal meeting, then new lips are coming. Again, in a moment, once they were doing, and from beginning of morning, and it became about 12, both were so engaged that they had no time to take anything, and they forget everything, their body also, everything, where they are sitting, what they are doing, everything. And they were totally engaged in this katha, Radha and Krishna conjugal love. There, so it was so late for them to take breakfast or anything. They never cared, they forgotten, but herself, any lady, very
village girl
came, very beautiful, but in an ordinary way, ordinary
dress,
cloth and dress. Baba, you are not taking anything from morning. I see that you are talking together from morning, and it has become
midday.
I brought, my mother has sent for you some rice, some sugar, and some ghee, and so much milk. You can cook it and offer to your Prabhu, and you can take the remnant. But they had no time to do this. They neglected what she was telling. But these sweet words went in their hearts. How sweet and lovely she is telling. Oh Baba, you should prepare something and take the remnant. She told that my mother will be angry if I am not returning just now. I am returning, but you should make it, prepare it. She went, and after some moment she again did. Baba, you have not cooked, you have not prepared, you have no time. May I cook? And telling this, she brought some
cow dungs.
Dry cow dung. And she dig, and at once fire came. And in a moment, from white pots were there, and she cooked very beautiful sweet rice. No? Paramanna. And she told that, Baba, Paramanna is now ready. You can offer and take. I'm just going. And I will take my pots in evening or any day. And telling so quickly, she looked them in a very crooked and smiled and went away. They were looking and looking and looking, and at once she vanished. Then they, who was that girl? And in quickly, in a moment, she quicked so, prepared so much. Then they offered and took. When they took, they began to weep. How tasteful we, in our whole life we have not tasted as it is sweet. Sanatana Goswami told that, have you wished anything today? Oh, when we were talking and it was became late, I thought that my brother and Gurudev Sanatana Goswami has not taken anything. So how and what should I give him? So I was thinking, but as we are absorbed, so I could not do anything. Oh, this girl was not any other girl. She was herself Srimati Radhika. And to fulfill your wishes, she has come and cooked and given. I request you, in your whole life you should not
desire
anything like this. Never. She is not our servant or anything. She is our worshipable, worshipable of Krishna even. And if I wished, and she has done. And all, they both began to weep and weep. One day they were also in Radha Kund, and there Rupa Goswami has written something, Chatu Pushpanjali, some very important for sadhak. Eh, tum uth karke jao, utho na, utho baitho, dobar utho baitho, and tell, and so sweet things, and you are dying shopping. Like cows. Don't do. So, at that time, Rupa Goswami has written one poetry, two lines of his slok. And the purport that is slok.
Devi Gorachana Gauri Pravarendi Varambara Manistavaka Vidyoti Venivalangana
Phanaha. Vyalangana Phanaha. Rupa Goswami is writing that how beautiful you are, O Srimati Radhike. About 30 slokas, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur kindly has explained in poetries, oh marvelous, touching hearts of all devotees. But I think that you have never seen, it may be that Vrindavan Vilasini have something of this. You have?
I have the English root of
the song. So it's so clever, not very
intelligent.
Vaishnavi, Param Vaishnavi. And he has some taste for these things. I want that you should also have some taste like her. So, Rupa Goswami is writing in this verse that, oh, Srimati Radhika is so beautiful. Her splendor is like
तड़ित सुवर्ण चंपक प्रदीप्त गौर विग्रह. हाउस इज ब्यूटिफुल. तड़ित सुवर्ण चंपक बट दे कैनॉट बी लाइक दैट बिकॉज तड़ित इफ इट विल बी टच देन इट विल टेक लाइफ एट वंस. Suvarna has no taste, no fragrant anything.
And not soft also.
Not soft, very hard. No? And champak, soft, so sweet, fragrance, everything. But bees never goes to that. Never. He goes to Beli, Chameli, Jui, all other flowers. But he will, because there is no honey in that. Never, no honey. So bees never go. Atat Krishna. But Srimati Radhika is full of all the qualities. But her hairs are so beautiful. How beautiful? Like black
serpents.
Lady serpents. Mouth is like here, and their tail is like this. So, tails sometimes doing like this here. So beautiful. In the meantime, Sanatana Goswami came and met in Radha Kunda and asked him, have you written something? Yes, I have written. May I see? Certainly. He saw the verse and became what?
Unhappy.
Oh, why you did so? There are so many
comparisons.
Analogies. That you can have given. But why you get the example of this snakes having so much
poison?
Srimati Radhika has never poisoned. So beautiful. And you have made her like snakes, you have given this comparison with snakes. Why you said? He told very humbly that, my Gurudev, my Prabhu, you can correct this. Sanatana Goswami, yes, I should correct. And he took it and began to think correction. But any example was not coming. And never came. He told that, oh, next time when I will meet, I will correct it. So keep it. And saying this, he went away from his there and went to his bhajan kuti. But in the way he saw, on the bank of Radha Kunda, that there was a very beautiful kadamb tree. And on this one branch, a swing was hanging, very beautiful. And on the swing, a beautiful
teenage girl,
in simple dress, she was
swinging.
And some of her
friends,
girlfriends,
sakis were
pushing,
and singing Malhar Rag. Which are sang in rainy season at the time of swings. So all were doing so. And she was looking towards Sanatan when Sanatan Goswami was coming. And smiling something. Sanatan Goswami ran so quickly. Oh, lali, 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 lali. Lali means?
Dear lali, lali, lali.
Oh, lali, lali. or snakes are in your braids. So be careful, be careful. And he took some stick and wanted to take it off. And in the meantime, miraculously,
when he came nearer,
everything was vanished. He said, there is no, only there was tree, but no shrimp, no girls, nothing was there. Then he began to think, why this scene came? Srimati has come surely. These were not girls, these girls. Srimati has come to show that what Rupa Goswami writes, it is true to extreme. When he sees anything in his heart, inspired and see, that he writes. Otherwise he will write. Quickly he returned and told that Rupa, I think you cannot write wrong. I should not make any try to
correction.
So you should go on writing. I think from my heart, and in heart he thought that Rupa is my guru. Actually, I am not his guru. And doing pranam by his heart and weeping and giving so much
blessing
to Rupa, and he returned. Oh, this is Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavita Kitatang Kutopi Jadi Labhyate. Then you should give your life and everything to serve that person and to be in their association. Then Prema Bhakti will come, otherwise not, never, never. No? So, Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavitam. Prabhu became very happy and told, Iho hai, agyar. Iho hai. I mean, Iho hai?
Very good.
Very good. But I want to hear something more. I'm not sad, full satisfied. I'm satisfied, but not fully satisfied. Raya kahe dasya prem sarva sadhasar. Dasya prem is sarva sadhya. Who is dasya? Who is das? Hanuman is das. But in Vrindavan, who is das? Chatraka and Pitrakar in Dwarka, perhaps.
No, it's Daruk.
Daruk.
Yeah, Rapta Patra.
So these are Shaka. They are more than Hanuman. Hanuman cannot touch. He is not qualified to touch the lotus feet of these dasa, servants of Nanda Baba. They are not servant of Krishna. They are servant of always loving Krishna like father. No? And they tell, oh Lala, oh Lala. And Srimati Radhika, oh Lali, all these servants, not ordinary. Some Vatsalya is there. So dasya mixed with Shakha and Vatsalya. Sometimes they joke each other. Sometimes they are taking chumban, kissing Krishna. Sometimes doing, making him laugh, something like this. So more than Hanuman cannot do Ram like this. Then Ramchandra, oh, I'm done, you're... And they are doing. Sometimes Krishna is playing in their fruits. Hanuman can do. Ram can be in the lotus feet of this Hanuman. Ram cannot do. But sometimes Krishna is playing in their
lap,
in the shades of their lotus feet. So there are more and more. Agraha Mukti. Tabe sarva bandhanash. Tabe se haite pare Shri Krishna Dash. First, liberation from Maya. All kinds of attachment. Then associations of Vaishnava. Then Sarup Siddhi. Then Vastu Siddhi. And then they will be Das of Krishna. Otherwise, no. Never and never. Gaur Pramanande Hari. You should come in evening. And today, we evening class will be the last class here. Not for future, I am not telling, but this is history. If you call me, I may come. Yes, Gaur Praman. I heard that you are to go to London.